You're listening to World Oil Deep Dive, conversations with energy industry leaders and engineers about the market trends and technologies shaping the oil and gas industry. Now, here's this week's episode. This is an excerpt from Kurt Abraham's monthly commentary article called First Oil in the June 2023 issue of World Oil magazine. Just recently, this editor had to drive from Houston up to College Station, Texas, for an afternoon meeting. It's about a 95-mile drive from the middle of Houston, and around an hour and a half to complete, assuming no traffic problems. It was a hot day, about 100 degrees, as central and southern Texas have been in an extended heat wave during June. As I drove along the route, the vehicle radio was tuned to a major AM station in Houston, which has a strong signal that can prevail all the way to College Station. While the majority of the time was consumed with hearing discussions of political issues of the day, there also were news cut-ins on every half hour. And it was the news cut-ins that caught my attention, as they were reporting that the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, better known to us locals as ERCOT, was asking customers to voluntarily reduce electricity usage during daylight hours. This would include turning thermostats up a couple of degrees, and not using washers, dryers, and dishwashers during the day. Mind you, ERCOT said that these measures were strictly voluntary and that the electrical grid was still within normal operating parameters. But this also is the same ERCOT that so badly mismanaged the deep freeze winter weather that Texas experienced during February 2021. So the June 2023 actions by ERCOT certainly conjured up thoughts in one's head of potential grid failures during the unusual sustained heat. And here's something else that ran through this editor's head while driving through the heat to College Station. If this electrical utility firm and others across the U.S., and similarly in other countries, are having this much trouble now, keeping up with power demand, imagine what could happen if the Biden administration succeeds in shoving its EV agenda down the throats of American consumers. If millions more gasoline and diesel-powered vehicles are swapped out for EVs, without proper thought being given to how we're going to generate all the extra electricity needed, we're all going to be in a heap of trouble. Yet that is exactly the path that Biden and his minions are pursuing. They seem willing to trash the economic status of millions of citizens because they think the climate situation justifies radical action. But have we ever had a serious, reasoned discussion in the U.S., much less in other countries, about how to balance achieving climate goals while ensuring that Americans continue to have access to affordable, abundant energy? Heck no. Because at the end of the day, the only thing the Biden administration and its political allies in Congress and the media cares about is control. And using climate and energy as tools of control is irresistible to this collection of morons. This is what happens when the presidential cabinet is strictly composed of ivory tower idiots and political zealots. It also is a sorry indicator of the decline of U.S. effectiveness. To read the rest of Kurt's commentary for June 2023, click on the link in the show notes.
Thanks for tuning in to our show. Please check out the show notes for the links we discussed in the podcast. We value your opinions, so if you have any questions or comments, kindly email them to us at deepdive@worldoil.com. Additionally, we'd appreciate it if you could rate us on your preferred podcast listening app. Lastly, don't forget to visit worldoil.com for the latest technical articles and news about the oil and gas industry.